This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Morning Run, and you're here with Lynn, Noel and Roshan. 7:18 a.m. Friday, the 3rd of July. And in about half an hour, we're going to be speaking with Datuk Dr. Kuljit Singh, President of the Association of Private Hospitals Malaysia, on how COVID-19 has affected the private healthcare industry here. We're also running a poll on the subject on the BFM Twitter account, asking you, have you postponed or avoided a hospital or clinic visit since the pandemic began? Let us know what you think. We'll be taking a look at the results throughout the rest of the show. But in the meantime, we're turning our attention to esports, because the Malaysia Electronic Sports Federation, or the MESF, has announced a 140 million ringgit partnership with Dynasty Esports in order to create an official national esports platform for the country.
Yeah, so this is to promote effective management and consolidate controls over the esport ecosystem, which includes players, organizations and tournaments. And among others, the platform will contain free open source esports event management, player engagement and the latest national esports news.
Yeah, so it will also feature the country's first leaderboard and ranking system. Well, it all seems to me like an aggregate platform, right? And whether it justifies this bill of 140 million ringgit, I'm not sure. But right now, there's not a lot of information forthcoming. And furthermore, I did a quick search on Dynasty Esports. There's nothing much about them and nothing much about their investor as well, Blue Star.
Yeah, so I mean, all of this basically raised the question for us of how big exactly is the gaming and esports ecosystem in Malaysia and what is its contribution to the economy? So to help us answer this question, we have on the line with us this morning, Tommy Cheng, co-founder and COO of C Gamer Mall, an established global digital goods and services platform for gamers, game developers and publishers. Thanks very much for joining us this morning, Tommy. Now, to begin with, can you tell us how big exactly is the esports or the e-gaming business here in Malaysia?
Actually, a lot of people like mix up esports and gaming or online gaming. Actually, it's two different things. So the first thing, of course, you need to have online gaming. So from the game, it depends on the genre. But of course, nowadays there are genre like Battle Royale or MOBA. But these two types of games normally where you can compete against each other, then it can turn into a esports where, you know, competition and tournaments can be held. But as a whole, the gaming industry has been growing and growing over the years. And from a survey done by Newzoo in 2019, Malaysia has about 20.1 million gamers, and among all of them, 20 million gamers, they spend an astonishing $673 million overall across all types of games, mobile games, console games, PC games.
Now, Tommy, there's always been negative connotations tied to gaming in general. Based on your experience, what are the main challenges faced by esports industry players?
Actually, the main challenges here is the revenue stream and also the organized efforts to bring Malaysia esports to regional and global level. It's not easy for esports organization to generate enough amount of revenue to sustain their high operation costs. And based on a global survey done by Goldman Sachs last year about esports revenue, actually there are five main types of revenue source, namely media rights, sponsorship, licensing, ticket revenue, and others. Sponsorship contributes the highest revenue. From the survey, 38% comes from sponsorship, 14% from media rights, 9% from ticket sales. But in Malaysia, because it's still in the infancy stage, it's still growing, but revenue from media rights and licensing and ticket revenue is almost non-existent because a lot of, for example, esport tournament competitions are all done and streamed online without payments on the rights and tickets revenue. So esport organization in Malaysia still very much depends on sponsorship money to sustain the operation cost. And some popular ones may get some income from merchandising, but it's very little compared to the cost they have to bear.
It seems difficult to make money in this industry. Could you give us an idea what costs are involved and, you know, names of some successful organizations that managed to have a breakthrough in this industry?
So a successful esports organization normally have to pay their player salary, managers, content team, to keep their fans engaged, office rental, equipment to produce good content, as well as having a proper team gaming house. So far, I think no esports organization in Malaysia are actually making good money or revenue. Nevertheless, we can see good positive signs that more and more companies in Malaysia are realizing that esports and gaming can be one of the channels to reach to a huge and large audience that spectate esports tournament, and also via the contents that the esports team produce. But still, we need more sponsorship money to come in, and I hope to see that in the coming year or two.
Now, this industry has been around for quite some time. So far, are there any laws concerning the regulation of esports?
Actually, in Malaysia, currently, there isn't any law governing esports. There was an attempt by the Perak government to come up with some kind of law trying to govern the cyber cafe, how the players are treated by the event organizer and also team owners and so on. The idea was try to come up with something in Perak and then try to replicate it over to other states and ultimately to the federal level. But unfortunately, it didn't materialize due to some challenges in getting it approved in the day one. Well, I think it is good to have some regulation to protect the esports player, the organization, the event tournament organizer. But I think it is better not to over-regulate, because over-regulating it could possibly hinder the growth and development of the industry. Because one of the biggest challenges is that there are a lot of games out in the market that has the esports element, whereby teams or players can compete with each other. So you have to deal with a lot of game developers and publishers, and most of them are not from Malaysia. It's either in the US or big companies like Tencent. So it's super difficult to do the regulation. I mean, even if you look at countries like South Korea, whereby they have some regulation, but not specifically like on esports, or how the esports should be run. Big markets like China, they don't have that. So it's still best to let the industry players run and grow the scene with the government support and some kind of laws protecting stakeholders.
Last year, though, our Ministry of Youth and Sports laid out a 5-year strategic plan for esports development domestically. Has there been any updates on this?
Frankly speaking, after the announcement, there wasn't much. But of course, last year, there was a budget allocated for esports. But there's nothing much coming up from then. I mean, as an industry player who know a lot of esports team owner or organizer, we haven't seen anything done or any disbursement of fund to help to grow esports specifically. I don't want to comment too much, but the 5-year strategy plan will serve as more like a guide for everybody in the industry to work together to a common goal so that everybody can grow together in Malaysia. Because our competition from other countries are getting better and better. I believe it is still best to let the industry player grow without much intervention from the government. And I believe the commercial side will definitely help drive it further rather than too much intervention from the government.
What kind of support is needed to grow esports and bring in more sponsorship money, given that we already have, over 20 million e-gamers?
Definitely, educating the public, because a lot of parents, for example, associate gaming with bad habits, like long hours of gaming and whatnot. But I think the government can work with industry players, come up with program campaigns, which in the past 2 years, it was done here and there, but not a lot. And of course, the government can support in terms of funding for upcoming organization that, looking towards building a good esports organization that has potential to go to the regional level.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Tommy. That was Tommy Cheng, co-founder and COO of Sea Gamer Mall, talking to us a little bit about the e-gaming and the e-sports industry here in Malaysia. Not a huge fan of, I think, massive government regulations here. He's more in favour of perhaps protections for gamers. But I think where he's coming from is that this industry is still very much a growing one, and he'd rather have it grow organically rather than have the government come in and perhaps introduce too much red tape or bureaucracy.
Yeah, and there's a lot of attention being placed on Southeast Asia overall in terms of this gaming market. In fact, I think last week I spoke to Justin Hulog, General Manager of Riot Games, and this is for the Southeast Asia region. He called Southeast Asia one of Riot Games' top three priorities right now because of just the huge gamer market and that demand for gaming and esports. Obviously, they've been impacted because live events can't happen. But if you want to check out that conversation, it's on our podcast, our app. It's just called Southeast Asia is a Global Top Priority.
So a lot of money is going to be spent by the government. I think we're looking at this 140 million ringgit. I keep coming back to that, which MESF, the Malaysia Esports Foundation or Federation, they are going to have this partnership with Dynasty Esports, which is owned by Blue Star. Now, the thing is... what it seems to me, the industry is short of sponsorship money. That's what he keeps saying, mm-hmm. right? So I wonder if this new arrangement with Dynasty, would that solve the problem? Because I understand Dynasty, from based on some of the press releases have come up, will generate income through the partnership, through a revenue stream of management fees, advertising. And hopefully, you know, a lot of this revenue, the benefits will be accrued by the esports players as well, in the local players in our market.
Yeah, if we think, when it comes to esports, sponsorship revenue is the biggest bulk of that money, right? Almost, I think more than half of it comes from sponsorship. And if in this area of where edX is coming down, people are a bit worried about spending that marketing dollar. I don't know how this is going to take off.
I also have to say, I'm really surprised about this. You know, 20 million gamers and yet sponsorship money is lacking.
Yeah, but this is also an industry of 20 million gamers who've spent an estimated 2.9 billion ringgit on gaming in 2019. So it's definitely an industry with some potential. So we'll be watching it quite closely. But right now we have the 7:30 News Bulletin coming up for you. And up next, speaking with Suhaimi Ilyas, Chief Economist at Maybank Kim Eng, on how ASEAN might deal with a second wave if it happens. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.